And Brother Robert, I suppose, spends the said rents? That is about the size of it. He is a devil of a fellow and must lead her a most uneasy life. Yet I have heard that she is devoted to him. But what is amiss at Shoscombe? Ah, that is just what I want to know. And here, I expect, is the man who can tell us. The door had opened and the page had shown in a tall, clean-shaven man with the firm, austere expression which is only seen upon those who have to control horses or boys. Mr. John Mason had many of both under his sway, and he looked equal to the task. He bowed with cold self-possession and seated himself upon the chair to which Holmes had waved him.
"You had my note, Mr. Holmes?"
"Yes, but it explained nothing."
"It was too delicate a thing for me to put the details on paper, and too complicated. It was only face to face I could do it."
"Well, we are at your disposal."
"First of all, Mr. Holmes, I think that my employer, Sir Robert, has gone mad."
Holmes raised his eyebrows.
"This is Baker Street, not Harley Street," said he.
"But why do you say so?"
"Well, sir, when a man does one queer thing or two queer things, there may be meaning to it. But when everything he does is queer, then you begin to wonder. I believe Shoscombe Prince and the dark..."